tore in two.
Yeah, he was really tore in two about it, tore up about it.
Now, that means he was upset.
Yeah, upset.
All right. Someone who's really anxious to go, you might say about a child, he's raring to go.
He's raring to go, yeah.
All right. If they are putting up a new bridge, you might say, now you can't go through that road right now because the old bridge is torn
out. The old bridge is torn out and they're putting up a new one.
Or torn down.
Yeah, torn down.
Alright. Do you ever hear anyone around here say, that man's sick now, but he'll be well again by and by?
Yeah, I've heard him say.
How would they say?
Well, that man is sick, but he'll be well a short time.
Would they ever say by and by?
Yeah, by and by. No, not hardly ever. I've never heard that.
That's what?
Because that's inclined to be close or far away. We don't know how he's going to be just by and by.
All right. If you woke up in the morning and you had not, and you went to bed, but you woke up in the morning and you were kind of sneezing and carrying on,
I'm fixing to have a cold.
I'm
taking a cold.
Or yesterday I must have
called a cold.
All right. Or would you be more likely to say, I caught a cold or I took a cold?
I don't know. Both of
them. Either one.
Either one. I got a cold. I take a cold. I took a cold.
Okay. And when you have this cold, it might be a little hard for you to talk. You say,
I'm hoarse. My throat just all
choked. And I might have a
cough.
If you're sitting in a chair and you keep kind of
I'm dozing off.
All right. You said I sure do feel.
It's sleepy.
All right. You, in the morning, you have been asleep, and when morning comes, you
wake up.
And then if someone else in the house needs to get up, you go in and you do what?
Wake them up.
All right. Someone might ask you, haven't you your medicine yet?
Have you taken your medicine yet?
All right. Yes, I've
already taken it.
And if you hadn't taken it, you might tell them, go
get the medicine.
Go take it.
All
right. Someone who can't hear is
deaf.
A person's been outside working all day. They come in. They came in all with water just stripping off of them. You might have said he worked so hard.
He got so hot. He just perspiring off them.
All right. And who would use the word sweat? You'd say he
sweated a lot.
All right. You might have a plate. Did I ask you about boils yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we went through that.
Yeah, we went through that.
And this stuff in it is?
The core, pus.
All right, I'm not sure. I may have asked you that yesterday. When you were stung by a wasp, you'd say your hand just
all swelled up.
All right, and then it was all swelled. Did you ever hear of buck fever? A boy going out to get his first deer and he's all
excited. When they go deer hunting, he's got the buck fever. Yeah.
Would this be anyone who was excited about going, or would it be a boy who's going to kill his first deer?
I figured it'd be a boy going to kill his first deer, or the first that season, maybe.
The first of the season.
Because I think my son gets a real high buck fever when the deer season comes in.
Is that right?
He killed two. Don't kill three turkeys and two deer.
That means he's all really excited.
He does. He told her the other day that she had an invitation to go to New Orleans shrimp time, and it's this month. Next month it starts. Well, her aunt had just died and said, Uncle Rufus and I are going down to so-and-so down in Metro somewhere there, and we're going to get some shrimp. He says, I don't care how far you go and where you go, just so I get my vacation for turkey and deer season in the fall of the year.
The stuff inside a blister is?
The what?
The clear liquid inside a blister.
That's water, just water. It's in a blister. I don't know where it comes from.